Uwe, what's the emotion after that? Anger? Frustration?
We are not capable of getting it over the line at that moment in time. I think it was our best away performance. From the tactical, technically point, created an unbelievable amount of chances, opportunities. First half, we had already 3-4. Second half, we had a lot. Come to a point where we had 3-1 and couldn't score. I think Port Vale, they rode their luck today. And Lager looked like Father Christmas, so they got a gift today from us, that's for sure.
The amount of chances, I think as a former centre forward, you'd like to win on the end of one or two of those, wouldn't you?
I think in the moment we're not getting it right on one day, so I think we was terrific today, the way we played, attacking football, counter-attacking football. I think also defensively, they had the second half, the first shot they had, they scored. And we gifted them, we put the ball, we assisted their goal by no. So it's difficult. It's difficult to accept, and it's difficult for us to keep our heads up, but that's exactly what we will do now. So I suppose just make sure that it's not getting a habit that we play well and leaving the points on the road. So, but today was from my point, it was a very good game, unfortunately, with the wrong result.
I think you'd be worried if you weren't creating the chances, wouldn't you? More than worrying about whether you're taking them or not.
Yeah, I think today with that on that pitch, what we have set out with pace on the flanks and had worked well. Chris Long got this goal, what was very important for him, but to do that after that is unforgivable, basically.
Could you explain exactly what's gone on? It's difficult to see.
I can't explain because I've not seen it. I'm just asking him, and he said he did something, and the referee saw it, and the referee did it. I don't know what he did, and I don't know what he meant. But obviously, the referee, the second goal was a clear handball, and that has come on the top when you play like that, and you don't get it over the line. You make a mistake to get them back into the game out of nothing. And then they score a handball that makes it very, very hard for me, for the players, for everybody connected to Fleetwood Town Football Club to accept. But that is life. I've been in far worse situations than that, and we keep going again.
Yeah, the fact is, before that, this game should have been over and out of sight.
Yeah, and that is what we didn't got right today. We didn't got right. And our level in League One, there will always somebody made a mistake in the box. So that is why we are in League One. But we had numerous of chances today to get it over the line, and we didn't. And that is only up to us. Yes, the referee helped them and gifted them with the second goal, but we should have been 3-4-5 up.
I guess in boxing terms, the referee would have stopped that, wouldn't he? Halfway through
know.
The second half.
I don't know.
In terms of Jimmy Ryan, a blow to lose him.
We don't know. You know more than me. Then are we losing him? Or?
To lose him from the game.
Oh, lose him from the game. Obviously, Jimmy Ryan is our playmaker, is one of our key players. But you also have to say, Kleno, he came on and he made himself proud. And also us, he kept us really playing. I think he continued there where he finished in Carlisle. And for me, was the hardest thing today to leave Eggie Johnson out. Because the boy did nothing wrong, he's an exceptional professional. But I had to assume what might can happen. It's a big pitch as well, and the way Kleno had played at Carlisle, he deserved to be in the squad. And unfortunately, Eggie missed out. But how he used the chance today was terrific from the boy.
And your thinking behind the big pitch was the reasoning for going with a wider players, Hunter on one side and Devante Cole on the other side as well.
Yes.
You gave him another opportunity today.
Yeah, I think he's refreshed. I think it was time to him to get on the pitch again. We had the same period with Ashanto when we took him out and to refocus and refresh him. Same with Chris Long. For him was more the injury where he had time to refresh and refocus. So Borley is in the moment the one. Who had played every minute, and somebody told me he had never played more games after each other than in this period now for Fleetwood Town. And so that is how we're doing it. We're rotating it in a sensible way, but the guys who are in that moment in time are on it will play. So, and the boys did that. Apart from scoring, they did that very well.